Let us now turn to Romans chapter 8, and we'll begin at verse 26. Jesus sent the blessed Holy Spirit to us to be our helper. That is the meaning of the word that he uses to describe the Holy Spirit as the Paraclete, one called alongside to help. And how we need the Holy Spirit to help us, for we are weak, we're part of the creation. Our bodies are weakening. In chapter 7, Paul says that there is a battle going on within us between the law of the Spirit and the law of the law of the flesh. But because we are weak doesn't mean that we should give up the Christian life. Because we have this helper, the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit who has come to help us in our weakness. And then he gives an example. He says in verse 26, you know how hard it is to maintain the prayer life, how hard it is sometimes to pray. And we know that we should do better, but we never attain. Of course not. But when we see him face to face, we shall have attained, and there will be perfect and wonderful fellowship with our Saviour. But until then, in maintaining our fellowship with God in prayer, the Holy Spirit intervenes. He is within the Christian. There is no Christian without the Holy Spirit. The Spirit himself intercedes. As far as I know, that's the only time in the Bible where it speaks of the intercessory work of the Holy Spirit. He himself intercedes. The Holy Spirit is there within us for many reasons, and the most wonderful reason is to maintain this conversation, this fellowship that is going on with